Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm Kyle, and welcome to Kyle's Conversations. Today we're going to talk about the massive snowstorms across the country, NASCAR, future, past and present, the changing country, health issues in Ginger, and I had to let go of my executive producer and many more things, so stick around. The conversation begins right now. Timothy 1:7 says, "For God gave us the spirit, not of fear, but of power and love and self-control." Kind of think that through as you're going through your day this week. Welcome to Kyle's Conversations. Formerly, it's Kyle's Conversations. I'd like to welcome my producer. My ratings were falling. This is what you got to do, man. If you, MSNBC needs to find all the people and get people in there to be honest and truthful. I was tell this. I say, if you don't think our country's changed, just go back and watch it. I'll put it every once in a while. I always seem to do this. I was reflect on the past NASCAR, and I was going to put up, the tribute to Davey Allison at Talladega, and I said, watch this clip, and then go and watch NASCAR now. Totally different NASCARs. Because now, you can understand the people. Back then, it was uneducated people that had no, they graduated. He did graduate from Harvard Elementary School, third grade. He made his money bootlegging, and now you have people that, like Ryan Newman, that actually went to school for engineering. If I want anyone under my car working on it, he'd be the man, And it's just crazy how, it's hard to believe it's almost 2014, and there's just some amazing stories going on right now, and in NASCAR, and it's just, it's going to be crazy. You look at how, Chase Elliott is going to drive the number 9 car in the Nationwide Series. And how the preseason tender scheduling is all messed up because of this weather and it raining and all this. And think about the citrus fruits. They've had freezing temperatures down in Florida. Citrus fruits are going to go through the roof. If they're like orange juice or oranges, they're going to go through the roof here. And it's just crazy. I relate a lot of my life to NASCAR because I love it. And if you don't think this country's changed, just look at how NASCAR's changed and how some of the old announcers were Southern announcers and they had that accent. As we think and look back at the life of Davey Allison, now you can understand what the driver's doing in the interview. Back then, they didn't, nobody put a wedge up there in there, and he twisted the suspension, did this, and what did he say? Where now it's like, what we're trying to do here, now they have, the diagram of the car, what he talked about, what he said there, is this is the wedge here, and when you put this in here, they have, they explain it. Back then, you couldn't understand anybody anyway, so the explanation wouldn't have made any difference. But anyways, it's just funny. And this is something, we're going to switch to the Premier League now with some football news. And I remember David Moyes like, I want to thank the fans who are traveling with the team. I'd rather have no fan travel with the team and have money. There's a thing recently where Rooney said, he's calling on the fans to be patient. There's two schools of thought you can look at this. Not much has changed in the team, player-wise. So you can look at it, if nothing's changed in the team, then they should be just as good as they were. But then someone else could say, they got a new coach, and he's probably wanting them to do new things. So I don't know. The team really hasn't changed much as far as players. And, with Seamus Alberto not being wanted by Arsenal, which I don't know why they wouldn't want him. He's a great player. I mean, you always got to be looking for players. Manchester United always does that. They're not, okay, well, they're not looking for today, they're looking for tomorrow. You know, oh, well, we may not need him now, but when we do need him, he'll be ready. He'll have had experience. He'll have had some games. And I know some of these games have had bad officiating. Even in the actual NFL, they've had, what, you know, just, I mean, there's bad officiating, but, I mean, still, I never, if you gave me $1,000, I would never bet that they'd have been in seventh place. Maybe, you know, fourth or fifth, you know, never, not seventh, you know. So, it's just amazing, I mean, how the season's gone on with Manchester United and the whole Premier League in general. So, it's just crazy. I mean, I'm just, one thing that's really getting on my mind, which I don't want to kind of talk about, and it's not going to be the whole show. It's not a whole political show, but the changing country. I mean, I'm so, and this is everybody. This is not one person. This is not one network. This is all the networks, except for the boys, probably. But all of them out there, no one ever says this. You know, George Bush did this, okay? Yeah, he may have went on his vacations. He may have went to his ranch and rode his bike around. Barack Obama has ran and then played more rounds of golf than anybody in history as a person of the president. He's played more rounds of golf than anyone. And if you bring that up, a liberal goes, well, look at what George Bush did, or whatever, you know? And I'm like, well, and you never hear one person go, well, excuse me, wait a minute. I'm screaming at the TV going, what does that make it right? Two wrongs don't make it right. If Chris Christie knew what happened and had knowledge of what happened in that recent scandal that's come up with him, what makes it, if it's wrong for him to have known that, then Barack Obama knew, if you like your health care provider, you can keep your insurance if you like your insurance. He knew most of the people were going to lose their insurance under Obamacare, but he said that statement anyways. He knew all about the NSA. They know about the Fast and Furious. He knew all, if there's two things, either Eric Holter didn't know about the guns, or he's stupid. How can you be in charge and not know what's going on? So if he admits that he knew, he's in trouble, but if he says he knew nothing, then he's a stupid moron. But two wrongs don't make it right. If George Bush did something that's wrong, what makes it right because Obama's done it? What makes two wrongs equal right? You know, the debt ceiling goes up and up and up and up and up, but no one wants to spend. They don't want to cut the deficit. The government, most people don't realize, is you. You're the government. This Obamacare, where do you think the money's coming to pay for it? Your money. They do a stimulus package. Where do you think the money's coming to pay for that stimulus? It's coming from you. You're going to be taxed. That's what the American people, you got to wake up and realize you are the ones that are going to be taxed. Nothing's free in this country. If you want to get something from the government, it's ultimately coming from somebody. I'm against this. I don't want them to reissue these. They want to do, they're talking about the unemployment benefits and reissuing, you know, like renewing the unemployment benefits. I'm against that 100%. Someone goes, they were ballistic. I'm like, well, talk to those people. I guarantee you most of those people don't want unemployment benefits. They want a job. If you've had unemployment, my sister, you talk to my sister. She was grateful to have those unemployment benefits. Don't get me wrong. But she would have rather had that money coming in the form of a job and being able to go and work and earn that money. A lot of these people that are getting these unemployment benefits that are looking at wanting to get them extended, they have been unemployed for a year and a half or 2 years or more, and they're sick and tired of it. They want to work. They want to work. They don't want to, they're tired of the unemployment benefits. Not that they're not grateful for them, but they want to work. They want to earn. You know, like this one guy said, if you were to take the unemployment rate, if you were to take the unemployment and factor it the same way as the BBC guy, factor it the same way they did for Ronald Reagan, you'd be at 17% unemployment. And I think for like 21-year-olds to like 34-year-olds, I think it's like 18% unemployment. It's almost impossible. A lot of these people that want $15 an hour working at McDonald's, there's probably a couple of them that that's all the work they can find. They can't, okay, I got a college degree, now I can't find work. And the problem is a lot of people are getting degrees in fields that are almost obsolete. It's just ridiculous. You know, all they do is argue back and forth about the same thing. Obama can do the same thing George Bush did. Democrats will praise Barack Obama for doing it, but they'll crucify George Bush for doing it. They crucified George Bush when he was running for election. How dare he use illegal drugs? How dare he possibly use cocaine and marijuana and all this stuff? How dare he? How can he? There are people in Texas in jail for what he's all but admitted to using. And he couldn't admit it because the liberal media would have ripped him apart for it. Barack Obama has admitted on all the news networks when he was running for election that he was so drunk in college he didn't know what day it was. He used all these illegal drugs, and no one cared. But if George Bush were to admit it, they would have ripped his head off. It's a double standard. Two wrongs don't make a right. They never have someone come on here, well, George Bush did this. Well, yeah, well, does it make it right for Barack Obama to do it then? Because you have the right saying all the stuff that Barack Obama's done and is truthful about it, and then they come up with all the stuff that George Bush did or someone, some other Republican did, like John McCain or Mitch McConnell. And no one ever says, well, wait a minute here. No one on the right or left says, wait a minute. George Bush did it. It's wrong. This is what Barack Obama should be doing. This is what Barack Obama should be doing. But they don't. They just don't. It's just ridiculous. And it's been a crazy, crazy week here. I mean, because I actually was at work. I got called Friday on my day off. I'm like, well, yeah, I was just talking about massive snowstorms. I wondered if you wanted to bring some stuff and possibly stay for a couple of days. And I ended up being there like 4 days because I was snowed. I have a Mustang, and I wasn't going anywhere. So I stayed there. You know, those residents are my heart. They mean the world to me. So I love it, you know. I feel like the most blessed person in the world to take care of those people. And so it's just crazy how things happen. It's just amazing how, you know, like I'm used to the thing because I lived in Vermont, and there were times when I lived in Vermont where it's like minus zero for a high for like a month. And then you come here, and it's like, okay, it's minus zero. We got to have, like, school delays and cancellations. I'm like, there are no cancellations in Vermont. So I just can't do that. And it's just crazy because, you know, they don't have school cancellations and closings like they do here. I mean, they have a little bit better snow removal, but still, they don't have a way to keep kids warmer when it's minus 40 wind chill for a month. So, it's just crazy. I'm just trying to figure out what's up. Here's, I have my phone off on very low, and it's ringing on high, so I don't know what's going on. It's just one of these things that, you know, when you look at, I don't get it because when I live in Vermont, the weather was like this all the time, and you had no issues, and you really didn't have an issue. I went to school, and my hands were numb underneath my gloves, but you still went. I mean, when it was minus 10 degrees outside with a 20 wind chill, minus 20 wind chill, I had to walk to school. I had to do this. And I did it, you know, and I don't wish it on like 16-year-olds or 10-year-olds, but, you know, I mean, they did it too in Vermont. It bundled up more. And we have all these executions here going on. And, you know, like, well, like the fifth day off school and this and that and this and that, I'm like, well, you know, well, I don't get it because, I don't know, maybe it's just me, but, I mean, they don't, I can see the ability to clear the roads and make it better because they have snow like we have here all the time in Vermont, but the weather, it's not like they can do anything special for kids in Vermont that they can't do here. You know, so, I don't know. Who knows? One thing I wanted to talk about is a couple of people when I was working were sick, and, oh, Lord, help them. I mean, they're, like, getting out of your mind. I've been looking up this stuff, and if anyone knows anything about this, you can feel free to call in. It's 718-305-6950. And I've been reading up about ginger and how there are people that, like, there's a doctor supposedly under fire because when he has patients, when they do surgery, he is doing ginger. Like, if it's a short little surgery where you might get nauseated, he's giving people ginger tablets or they're putting ginger in an IV to help their nausea instead of, you know, and there's been studies supposedly after, I want to look it up, where they claim that they've done studies where people given ginger, like capsules or ginger oils or whatever, actually can be better for your stomach than, and for motion sickness and nausea, and is effective, if not more effective, than the prescriptions out there. But then I don't know, and because that's vertigo. I deal with vertigo and how that all ties in. Because if I get dizzy from vertigo and I start spinning and I collapse and I start throwing up, I don't know if it might help my stomach. I'm going to try it to see if it helps my stomach if I get sick to make my stomach feel better. But I don't know how it does as far as, like, preventing, like, dizziness. That's the only thing I don't know, and I'm looking up that. If anyone knows, feel free to chime in on that. I'd love to know. The 18th of February, I'm going to tell my sis, Lisa, Michigan. She had surgery. Prayers are most definitely welcomed, you know. So this is going to fix her. She's going to be normal come summer, we hope. And one thing that I've tried to figure this out, if anyone knows this too, I got tickets for the train. And going the 19th and coming back the 31st, it was going to be like a 190 round trip. And it was on like a puddle jumper, two little car train up and back from Lafayette to Chicago. Whereas if I go on the 18th and come back the 1st, it's $90 round trip and I'm taking a bigger car. So it's just one of those things that why is it that way? I don't get it. I really don't get it. I just don't get it. Why would it, you know, because I'm like, well, I asked, can I leave on these 2 days? Because it's going to be way cheaper. And, wow. And I just marked it in and changed the dates, and I'm getting a bigger train going up there to Chicago and coming back and getting a bigger train. Because the last time I took the train, we were on the train for like 5 hours. Because we got on a train for like half an hour and we got to fill up, so we moved, pulled over, and then we filled up, and that took like an hour. Then and it just was a very long time, and there was no diner car, nothing. And it's just like, and of course my dad was military, and they're like, what the heck, yada, all this, you know. What do you need that for and all this? I'm like, well, who's going to Chicago? Me or you? Ultimately, the town was in Michigan, but, you know, like my mom says, you do what you do. Don't worry about him. I'm like, well, plus, the way I'm going is saving me like $100. So, whatever, you know. I'm going to go help her out. So, her prayers are welcome to Lisa Tunier. I'll be helping her right now, and then I'm going to take over for him for a while and help out and hopefully see some friends up there. Steffi has cancer and stuff. We looked at shaving her head for her. I look at doing that just because I'm that type of person. And it's just one of those things that I go out of my way for people. I don't know. I mean, I'm single. You know, it's been December 25th was 8 years that I've been single. And when you live with someone that's bipolar and stuff, and, you know, they abuse you, and people, it's hard to explain why it's hard. I mean, I had some of the greatest times of my life with her, but at the same time, I had some of the worst times. And I can't explain. People go, why would you want to be with her? Why would you? It was hard to leave because she had some great times, but then at the same time, you had some bad times. And, you know, I just watch these movies where these people are abused by these men, and they, I'll never do it again, I'll never do it again, and it's just hard to, because you've had, hey, these were great times, maybe I'm doing something wrong, and then you start to realize, well, I ain't done nothing wrong. It just never got better. No matter what I did, I couldn't change who she was. And you don't get with someone to change them. They are who they are. I mean, I'm one of those people that I try to make it so it wasn't not interesting anymore, but I'm one of those people that if you were with me, I'd constantly be doing stuff for you. You know, I'd be constantly getting chocolates or flowers or, you know, fill the car with flowers and like rose petals and balloons or whatever. You know, and I try to make sure that it wasn't to a point where, okay, wait a minute here. You know, it gets old. You know, it was like, okay, now it's not exciting anymore because you do it too much. I don't want it that way, but, you know, like, whenever we have, like, flowers at work, I always take some home, and then I'll dry them, and, you know, and, but I'm just who I am. I'm not super mega outgoing guy, you know. So I mean, when you sit there and you have like 1,000 people on the one dating site, as much as not one's communicating with you, you know, I'm just, wow. But I don't know. I mean, I'll find someone, I think, someday, you know. So if I do, you know, I mean, there are people that say, well, I'm not going person and yada, 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 yada. And when you sit there and you go, wait a minute, you dated like 6 people this year and you say you're not like, you're shy and you're not outgoing. Okay. Go 8 years without really being with anybody and then tell me you're not outgoing or it's hard to find someone or hard to talk to females and stuff, you know. Then come talk to me. That's just me. You know, and I am who I am. I'm not going to change. You know, but that's just, I just don't get it. You know, I'm just that type of person, and I treat these residents where I work like that. You know, I go out of my way for people. That's what God calls us to do, you know. And you have some of these people, I don't care. I'm like, well, that's your choice. You have that choice not to be there, not help, and not do. You know, I take my oath seriously. And I got about 5 minutes left, just under 5 minutes, and this weather's just been so crazy, and I've just been like, because I did security one night. I mean, we had a issue with a fire alarm, and a pipe broke, and I was working on cleaning that up, and got called, and I thought you were going to help out in the kitchen. I'm like, well, I'm helping clean up this mess. Well, come back at 10. Okay, and like 9:50, I got dressed and worked in the kitchen, and then once I got done helping out in the kitchen, I did a dessert. When I got done doing dessert, I ended up doing nighttime security and helped out there all night. So, you know, I'm kind of like, what day is it? And then people ask me, do we have darts? I'm like, if the lady that hosts the darts at her bar couldn't make it into work today, I don't think there's darts. I'm just checking. I'm like, well, I'm not planning on going. I'm planning on trying to get home in one piece with the roads. It's funny because some of the roads, believe it or not, are like, there's nothing on this road here. But then you go down this road, and all there is snow. You can't even see the road. It's just crazy. And some of it looks like it's only been the snow that's there is just because people plowed it over with their cars. Like, they haven't even been plowed. So, I don't know. And I guarantee you, as soon as these roads are perfectly clear and there's no snow on them, you'll see snow plows out. But, anyways. So, I did get me one of the, because I called work and said, because I'm on the schedule, I said, well, I will, it's only you and someone else working, so you better come in. So I came in, and I got almost to the Shell station, which is about 2 blocks from our work, and it's like, nope, we got it covered. You don't need to come into them. I'm like, okay. And I'm just like a nice guy. I'm like, I just kind of mad because I'm 90% of the way there. I have my coffee and everything ready to go. So I'm like, okay, I'm on this side. Let's go to the nature store. And I went to the nature store, and I got ginger, and I'm going to try that if my stomach doesn't feel good and see how that works. And I'll keep you updated on that. My doing what I do doesn't bother me. So I'm not going to injure myself if I work more than I will. I'll just be a little bit sore, So I know what my body can and can't do. And they're like, if you need more time off, I'm like, if you need me, I'm here. Come 18th, I'm not going to be here. And I'm trying to let them know that. That until I have to leave for the 18th, if you need to use me, use me. I want to help out. So that's just what we do, It's just, I'm just being a chef, weather affects you because, like I was talking a little bit earlier, citrus prices are going to go through the roof. They're going to go through the roof. But that's just how it is, Mom's like, well, orange juice isn't that good for you. Well, some people agree with that statement just because they say, well, citric acid rots your teeth, which I love OJ, all this stuff, and so, I said, it's got good stuff. And if you like that stuff, it's going to go up because even if they were affected somewhat, they were affected. And they may not be damaged 100%, but they've been affected enough to where it's. So, just take it and run with it. It's not going to be an overnight affection. It will be in a year or so when all this stuff starts to come about and things happen. So got about a minute and a half left in my show. It's kind of been great being here. I'm normally at 11, but it was 2 o'clock today because I was supposed to go to work, and then the things happened, and 2 o'clock the show ended up happening. So hopefully when I'm up in Michigan, I know I'll probably have 2 shows up there, and I'll be able to get my sister in on the shows. She can be a guest on one or even just kind of be there and just comment just to keep conversation going, I'm not really Scrooge. I mean, when you let your guy go, I'm like, well, it's a business. He's got, I mean, I'd give my little left arm for him, but, I'm just trying to get my viewership back up, and granted, it's not the greatest time when I do a show, but it's cool, though, so it's just one of those things that I'm going to be updating you on future shows, probably if when I'm in Michigan, I'll probably know by then how the ginger works for me or whatever, how it goes and all that stuff, so I hope it works. Well, there's a lot of people that it's too much information out there for it not to be, because I thought it might be some hoax thing, but it turns out it's not really that. It's pretty big, so I don't think it's a hoax, and I think it's going to hopefully help me. So if I do have nausea, I can try it, and hopefully I can get my stomach to feel somewhat better. Because there's times, okay, my stomach feels like crap, but if it did, I'd feel great. So, I want to thank you all for listening to my show and Cincinnati Archives. Thank you. God bless you all. Have a great day. Bye.